Welcome back to Eco Talk, and it is my great honor and thrill to welcome to the program someone I've been aware of and I think have met along the way, but have never had him on Eco Talk, and that is Matt Peterson. He is the CEO and president of Global Green USA. In case you haven't heard about them, they're doing wonderful work. We're going to hear all about it. We're also going to hear about some tips that you can do just in time for Earth Day to reduce your global warming impact, and isn't that something we all want to do? Simple tips that will add up to a big difference. In fact, if you do all these things, you can reduce your own pollution from global warming about 4,000 pounds in 1 year. That's significant, and it does, of course, all add up. Matt Peterson, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Turn it up, turn it down, or turn it down, turn it up. That's the first tip. I assume you're talking about our thermostats.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the basic things, it's something we've known for a long time, whether we've heard it from parents saying turn off the lights, usually it's the father in the house, make sure you turn
Not
off the
Not in my
lights.
House, it's me telling the father in
there,
the house to turn off
go.
The lights.
Sometimes you never know, or the kids telling us what to do.
My daughter's not very good at that either yet, but she's only 12.
Yeah, well, she'll get there. Turn your heater down and your air conditioner up by 3 degrees. So if you turn your heater down by 3 degrees and your air conditioner up so you don't keep it as cool or hot, depending on the time of year, really able to reduce the amount of energy use and reduce your electricity and or natural gas bill quite a bit.
Tell us about your other tips.
Well, you know, certainly one of the things that people have talked a lot about is compact fluorescent light bulbs. But if we just put three compact fluorescent light bulbs to replace three regular incandescent bulbs in our home, we would reduce 300 pounds of carbon dioxide. They last longer, they use less energy, and they're going to pay for themselves within 1 year and pay back for their extra cost. They pay for themselves 10 times over their life.
And so, if people don't hurry up and change their light bulbs out, they're going to be hearing about it forever from those of us who know what a difference they make, because
exactly.
really is a little thing that does go a long way.
Of course, we want everybody to drive a hybrid that can afford one, drive a fuel-efficient car if they're in the market, to buy a new one, get a compact car or something that's very fuel-efficient and low emissions. But no matter what, if you own a car, you should be sure to keep it tuned up. Clean your oil, properly inflate the tires. I mean, properly inflating your tires can improve your mileage and reduce your emissions by 3% right alone. But if you combine that with cleaning your oil and tuning up, you can get up to 20% improvement on your mileage and your emissions.
I noticed one of your tips is to ask your mayor to sign climate protection agreements, and that's a good one because I've been following that trend. I went to the ICLEI conference in Sundance. I've talked about it quite a bit here back in November. It was so inspiring to see some 40 mayors from around the country and from different, you know, climates themselves and with different, you know, physical challenges in their own regions coming together to share what they're each doing and to educate each other. And, you know, the few skeptics that were there were not skeptics when they left.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think while our federal government has failed to act, we've seen mayors willing to commit to action, and many cities are actually taking action. We have, I think it's now over 400 mayors. It was somewhere numbered in 300, but Seattle Mayor Greg Nichols, who's instigated the whole climate protection agreement
the Pied Piper.
Campaign,
yeah.
Just told me about a month ago that it's now just at 400. So if we can send that message through our local governments to Washington, and even with Democrats in power, we still have a great struggle to get binding emission reductions passed in Congress. So getting our mayor to sign on means that we can get cities to take action and also send that message to Washington. So as members of our community and voters, we can really make a difference.
Okay, one last tip before we go to break, and then we'll come back and chat with you a little bit more about the work of Global Green. Wash cool and full. I guess you're talking about laundry.
Yeah, if you can, use cold water instead of hot water. And washing two loads of your laundry per week in cold or warm water instead of hot can save 500 pounds of carbon dioxide a year. So it's akin to, you know, taking shorter hot showers or not as hot of showers, but in this case it's something you can do pretty easily when you're washing your clothes. And if you can, hang your stuff out to dry, and that saves a lot of energy as well. Also saves water.
Okay, in our last minute before the break, there's a fun way to engage in climate change education, and perhaps it'd make a nice Earth Day gift. Talking about the Planet Green game.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go online and play Planet Green Game at planetgreengame.com, and it's a collaboration we did with Starbucks, and the game was created by Tree Media Group. And it's an exciting gameplay where you get to take play as a character you select, and you choose your mode of transportation, and you get to go around the city of Evergreen and learn about things that you can do. Some of these things we've talked about right here, but also you can have a dialogue with your mayor. You can tell the schools to green themselves, and you learn about what things you can do. And you can also send a message to the CEO of Starbucks and say, "Are you whether you think they're doing a good job or if they need to be doing more."
And you don't have to go out to the store and buy it. I like that. It's all online. That's even more fun.
It's a free gift.
Okay, great. And sip some Starbucks fair trade coffee while you're playing. We'll be right back with Matt Peterson of Global Green USA. You're listening to EcoTalk on the Air America Radio Network.